An elderly man constantly complained to God about his troubles and pains and sufferings. He grumbled about his heavy cross. He said, "Lord, my cross is heavier than anyone else. I can't bear it." One day, God visited him in a dream and took him to a warehouse full of crosses. God said, "Look around and trade yours for a different one if you prefer." The man's face lit up. He left his old cross leaning against the wall and began to search. He passed one massive, heavy cross after another. He shuddered at the thought of carrying them. He came to one covered in thorns and another that seemed impossibly long. Finally, he found a perfect cross. It was a simple, medium-sized wooden cross. "This is the one, Lord," he announced. God replied, "That's the one you walked in with." This feast commemorates the legend of the finding of the true cross by St. Helena in 326 AD and the subsequent dedication of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in 335. This feast offers an opportunity once again to contemplate the mystery of the cross. The cross, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to Gentiles, is a central symbol of our Christian faith. Let us focus on three possible meanings of the cross. The first, the cross of love. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life." This gospel text captures very succinctly the mystery of the cross in this most cited quotation from the Christian scriptures. There are two ways that Christian doctrine attempts to provide an answer as to why Jesus willingly went to the cross. There is the explanation of expiation, that Jesus, by his own suffering and death, paid the ransom on behalf of humankind to redeem them from the punishment deserved for the disobedience of Adam. Then there is the explanation of love, that Jesus came among us to show how much God loved us, but we rejected him. We refused to accept what he stood for to the extent of putting him to a gruesome death. "It draws me to the cross because it is not merely a burden of punishment, but a symbol of love. It invites us to respond to the love of God made visible in Jesus. It brings healing to our own life that's marked by suffering." The second meaning of the cross is the cross that heals. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The people of Israel in the desert refused to accept their human condition, the limitations of that condition. They grumbled against God and Moses, wanting to live a problem-free life. On the other hand, the bite of the serpent reminded them in a harsh manner of their human condition of limitation and suffering. And the healing consisted in looking at the bronze serpent, in embracing the human condition. There was no escape from the serpent. The antidote to poison is poison itself. Embracing suffering is the way to making meaning out of human suffering. This is the lesson emerging from the first reading of today. This is one of the meanings portrayed by the image of Jesus hanging on the cross. As long as I run away from the limitations of my own human condition, I remain wounded. I suffer. When I embrace the human limitation, I begin the journey towards wholeness. I find meaning in suffering. The third reflection is the cross that challenges us. Have the same mind of Christ. The cross, which is a symbol of love and healing, also challenges us to a life of love and healing. It challenges us to put on the consciousness of Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being born in the likeness of men. The cross challenges us to empty ourselves in love to our fellow humans. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The cross challenges us to mediate healing for humanity. Our willingness to embrace the cross is an expression of our readiness for love and healing. And our embrace of the cross is the embrace of our human condition, which promises us that we too will be exalted, just as God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Like Jesus, our cross will not be the source of our end, but the beginning of a new life. Our cross reminds us that life is not a bed of roses. Nevertheless, it will lead us to life eternal.